on the coast in Alabama.
On the coast?
Mobile. Yeah, and the city in the mountains in North Carolina.
Asheville.
Yeah, and the city, the capital of Tennessee.
Nashville.
The city you work in.
Chattanooga.
And the, again?
Chattanooga.
All right. And the city on the west, on the Mississippi River in Tennessee. The
Memphis.
Big, and the capital, the big city in Tennessee, the other big city in Tennessee.
What, Nashville?
Yeah. And the big city in Georgia.
Atlanta.
And the port city in Georgia.
Savannah.
And the Fort Bragg is near.
Fort Bragg is near.
Fort Benning, I'm sorry.
Fort Benning?
Yeah. It's right across from Phoenix City, Alabama.
Columbus, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other city in Georgia, that's the M.
Macon.
And the city in, the big city in Louisiana.
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
And the city the Reds are from.
Cincinnati.
And the city near Churchill Downs.
Would be Louisville.
All right, fine. Now that's, now the next thing is, if a person's able to lift a great deal of weight, how would you describe such a person? Say he's
as,
really
as strong.
All right. What does stout mean?
Stout. It could mean strong, large, big, husky.
It, you don't think of it in terms of being overweight, usually.
Not really.
All right. And a person who's very easy to get along with, how would you describe him? You'd say he's really
easygoing.
Okay. And a person who's who looks, not necessarily is, but looks like he can't, he's badly coordinated. You know, you'd say he's awfully...
awfully... what's the word I'm trying to think of? He's clumsy.
Okay. And a person who just doesn't seem to be able to do anything right, you might say, oh, that.
Call him a klutz or something like
all
that.
All right, all right. And a person who holds on to the money he has is very...
is a tightwad, a miser, or something like that.
All right. Would you have a special name for someone who tries to get the most out of others, you know, who not necessarily...
somebody that's trying to get someone... not really.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Now, if something isn't a strange practice, you'd say, oh, that's quite...
common.
Now, is common ever used in a complimentary sense, talking about people? You'd say, those people are really common. What would that mean?
That they're run-of-the-mill, just an average person.
All right. It isn't a... a depreciative term to say someone is common.
It could be.
In what sense?
That, you know, they're just, they have nothing outstanding or no outstanding qualities. Uh-huh. So.
But that they're just in a sense of ordinary rather than, okay. And an older person who gets around a lot, you might say she's really...
I just say she gets around for her age or something.
Okay. Would you use anything like lively or spry or peppy or...
I've heard spry used quite a lot.
Right. Anything about younger people, or younger people who are very... If something bothers you, disturbs you a little bit, you say, I'm not sure just what's wrong with this, but it makes me feel a little...
uneasy.
Right. And a child wants the light on when he goes to bed at night because he's what of the dark?
Afraid of the dark.
All right. Any other words you might use to mean afraid?